Today is Thursday, March 4th. What to know about a new threat at the Capitol building? Serious enough that some lawmakers canceled their planned session there today. And a new report years in the making accuses a congressman of bad behavior. Also, America's infrastructure report card, what it found about the country's roads, bridges, and power systems. Plus, we'll explain Google's major promise to cut back on some types of online tracking. A SpaceX rocket had a nearly perfect test, minus an explosion, and the new funny feature on the Netflix app. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, the U.S. Capitol is on high alert. The Capitol Police Department says there's a militia plot to storm the Capitol building for the second time today. And of course, after the riot just a couple months ago, intelligence leaders are taking this very seriously. The FBI and Homeland Security Department also sent out a memo to local law enforcement officials warning them about this threat. And this time, they're promising not to be caught off guard. The Capitol complex is now surrounded with temporary fencing and more than 5,000 National Guard troops. The Capitol Police Department says it will have extra officers out there, too. The House even decided to cancel today's session, giving lawmakers the chance to go home if they want. For now, it looks like the Senate is still in session. So what's behind this latest threat? Well, it's apparently inspired by the QAnon conspiracy theory. Over the last few weeks, intelligence analysts say conspiracy theorists have been focusing on today's date, March 4th. They believe this is the day former President Trump will be inaugurated for a second term, even though President Biden is already in office. Well, members of an anti-government militia group called the Three Percenters are saying online that they'll be using this occasion to remove Democratic lawmakers themselves. That said, some federal officials, like the acting House Sergeant at Arms, are saying there's no evidence these groups have actually been traveling to Washington. So it's likely the threats are just that, threats. And they might not turn into widespread real-world violence. But it seems law enforcement is not taking any chances. Even though security officials are now dealing with a new threat, they're still trying to piece together what went wrong the last time. A National Guard commander is the latest witness to testify about the January 6th Capitol riot. Major General William Walker told lawmakers just a few days before the riot, Pentagon officials took away his authority to move troops without getting Defense Department approval first. Then, of course, the Capitol riot happened. General Walker says before the rioters even got into the building, he took a frantic call from the then leader of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund. On that call, Sund asked him for as many guardsmen as possible right away. So the general got his troops ready, but apparently he says they couldn't do anything but watch and wait for hours. Specifically, he says it took 3 hours and 19 minutes for the acting defense secretary to sign off. And once he got approval, it took guardsmen only minutes to show up. One senior Defense Department official explained a little more. He said the reason General Walker's authority changed was in response to Black Lives Matter protests last summer. You'll remember, the Guard cracked down on mostly peaceful protesters then, and it was widely criticized. So the Pentagon did not want a repeat of that situation, and they worried bringing in uniformed troops might rile up the rioters even more. Now lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're going to be reaching out to other Defense Department leaders, hoping to learn more about this. The Pentagon's watchdog says a current congressman behaved inappropriately on several occasions when he was the top doctor in the White House. This is all about Dr. Ronny Jackson. He now represents Texas in the U.S. House. But before that, he was the White House physician during both the Obama and Trump presidencies. Well, the Pentagon's Inspector General's Office, which looks out for any misconduct, has been investigating Jackson for years and just released a report with its findings. It says Jackson sexually harassed a woman, cursed at and bullied his staff, and would sometimes drink alcohol on the job. The report says these allegations are based on official documents and interviews with nearly 80 witnesses. But Jackson says they're not true. He says he's the subject of a political hit job because he would not turn his back on President Trump. Well, keep in mind, this is not the first time these sorts of allegations have come out about Jackson. Trump had nominated him to become his Veterans Affairs Secretary, but eventually pulled that nomination when some of this controversy first came to light. Well, he ended up getting elected to Congress back in November, and he now sits on a committee that oversees military personnel. CNN reports members of Congress were briefed on the Inspector General's findings, but at this point, it's not clear what, if anything, will come of it. It's being called the largest overhaul of U.S. election law in at least a generation, and the House just passed it along party lines. All but one Democrat voted yes, every Republican voted no. The bill would create automatic voter registration across the country, meaning people would have to opt out of voting instead of having to opt in. It would also expand early voting, make the campaign finance system a little more transparent, and a lot more. Democrats who support the measure say it would put a stop to voter suppression, or in other words, tactics to try to stop specific groups from being able to vote. But Republicans say states should have the authority to hold their own elections with their own election rules, and they don't need interference from the federal government. So it's far from actually becoming law. It faces an uphill battle in the Senate where Republicans have more power to block bills. But if the bill were to pass the Senate, President Biden says he would then sign it. America's infrastructure is in desperate need of repair, but there's not enough funding to make it happen. That's at least what the American Society of Civil Engineers found in its 2021 report card. This report card has been released every 4 years since 1998. It's actually never come back with an A or even a B. And this year is no exception. The group gave the U.S. a C-. It evaluates the country on 17 major categories like roads, bridges, drinking water, energy, and schools. While roads and highways got some of the worst ratings, the engineers found many of them are aging and some are falling apart. Overall, the group says the U.S. government needs to commit another $2.5 trillion to improvements over the next 10 years just to bring the systems up to par. But the leader of the group, who puts the report together, says he's still optimistic. He says infrastructure can actually be a uniting factor for the country because it's important for both red and blue states. To be continued. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to BlueBlocks. BlueBlocks was created because of a lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses. So they got to work and created three specific lenses for daytime, nighttime, and color therapy that actually aligned with what peer-reviewed academic research was suggesting. For example, BlueBlocks says its Sleep Plus lens is the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use, meant to improve sleep, reduce anxiety, and relax you. I've been wearing these when working right before bed, and I do notice a difference. And other options include the blue light lens that is the clear lens made for people who work under artificial light during the day, and that can help with things like headaches and digital eye strain. So learn more about all the options and the different styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's BlueBlocks, spelled BlueBlocks.com/newsworthy. BlueBlocks.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to the news. Google is making a huge change to part of its business. It says it'll stop selling ads based on the various websites you visit. Right now, the company uses what's known as cookies to see what you look at on its web browser, Google Chrome. And that way, advertisers can use your browsing history to show you ads that might appeal to you. But Google has been criticized for tracking people too much, especially from privacy advocates. So now the tech giant says it'll stop using third-party cookies starting next year. But to be clear, while Google may not track you across different websites, it'll still track what you do on its own platforms, like Google Search and YouTube, and target you with ads based on that behavior. It'll also still track and target users on mobile devices and apps as well. Vox reports Google itself probably won't be impacted by this that much, since a lot of its revenue comes from its own platforms. But this could still shake up the rest of the online ad industry. One digital ad agency says Google accounted for more than half of all online ad spending around the world last year. Political ads are coming back to Facebook. Remember, the social media company started banning them after the general election in November. At the time, Facebook said it worried candidates or groups would take out ads that prematurely or falsely claimed victory. And it did not want this to cause any confusion, so it just blocked those kinds of ads altogether. Agree or not, starting today, ads about social issues, elections, and politics are allowed once again. Facebook says it's going to be fine-tuning its ad policies in the weeks and months ahead, so we could see even more changes coming. By the way, Google lifted its political ad ban recently as well. Netflix is the latest tech company to roll out videos that look a lot like TikTok. The new feature will offer short, vertical video clips on its mobile app. Though they won't show Netflix users. Instead, these videos will be from the streaming giant's catalog of comedy clips, featuring stand-up comedians like Kevin Hart, Ali Wong, and Jerry Seinfeld, as well as clips from various TV series and movies. Variety reports this section will have up to 100 curated clips a day. And these new mobile-only videos are called Fast Laughs. Users can watch the clips and then share their favorite ones with friends or on social media. You can also add a show or movie that's featured to your Netflix watch list. Fast Laughs is rolling out to iPhone users now and will be tested on Android phones soon. SpaceX pulled off a successful test flight, followed by another fiery explosion. It was testing a prototype of its Starship rocket. And this is big, since SpaceX is hoping Starship will one day take astronauts and even civilians to the moon and beyond. Well, the launch and the flight went well, and so did the landing. This is actually the first time a Starship test flight ended with what seemed like a clean landing. But then, minutes later, the spacecraft exploded. Good news is, no one was on the rocket, and there were no reports that anyone got hurt. So far, the company has not said exactly what went wrong, but the company is already gearing up for its next test. Stay tuned. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Noom. If you ever feel lost with all the different contradictory information out there about health and habits, Noom works to simplify things and help you turn your personal health goals and aspirations into reality. And not just for the month, but Noom uses psychology and education to help you stick with it in the long term. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is meant to help you build habits without an unrealistic, rigorous plan or unforgiving lifestyle. You set your goals and Noom helps you get there. And Noom knows you're busy and doesn't expect to dominate your life. It expects just 10 minutes a day of your time. And there's no bad food. It's more about understanding cravings, helping you eat and feel better, and knowing how to shop. There's also easy food logging and a way to chart your progress for your own healthier habits. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Today's Thing to Know is about how the U.S. will mark 56 years since Selma, Alabama's Bloody Sunday. Over the weekend, Americans will commemorate a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. It was March 7, 1965, when hundreds of unarmed civil rights protesters tried to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. But when they reached the Edmund Pettus Bridge, state troopers attacked the marchers. They were beaten and tear-gassed. The late Congressman John Lewis was one of them. And this is the first year Selma will be commemorating the events without him, since he died over the summer. For nearly three decades, Lewis and other civil rights veterans would return to the Edmund Pettus Bridge and walk across it in remembrance. Of course, this year is also different because of COVID-19. So instead of the usual march, there will be a slow drive across the bridge. Four wreaths will be placed honoring four civil rights leaders who died in the last year, including Congressman Lewis. There will also be speeches, musical performances, and more, and the whole thing will be streamed online. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with much more news to know. Until then, have a great day.